want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is empanadas. The first empanadas I encountered were in a laundromat in Key West. One of the charming things about some of the laundromats down there is that they often have tiny Cuban coffee and snack stands within them. Places like the M&M Laundromat on White Street is still going strong, the Bicentennial on Simonton Street, and the historically touched Margaret Truman Launderette on Truman Avenue, alas, have gone away, lost in the floods of time. I peered into the little heated cabinets that showcased empanadas. There were times back then we did combine our laundry chores with eating these. Empanadas are, in some ways, the equivalent of the sandwich to people of the United States, the quiche to the French, and the panini of Italy. They come in all sizes, shapes, and fillings. Their most common name is empanada, but they are also known as empadas, empadaos, empadahinas, pasteles, empanaditas, and more. The larger ones are intended for first courses or components of salads, while the littler ones, called empanaditas, serve as a restorative morsel for work or play. They go far back in history and may have originated in the Middle East, but evolved as they were carried throughout the world by travelers and traders, and now peripatetic cooks and chefs. Featured in the cuisine of every New World country as a snack, appetizer, or street food, empanadas, in Spanish literally baked in pastry, are turnovers made from different kinds of dough, ranging from gossamer-like phyllo to coarse cornmeal, and stuffed with well-seasoned combinations of meats, chicken, vegetables, seafood, fruit mixtures, and dessert elements. They vary in size from Colombia's 2 inches long caucana, a favorite cocktail party tidbit, stuffed with a pipián paste of crushed peanuts and hot peppers, to Bolivia's 6-inch long salteñas. We found a Bolivian spot in town that does some fine versions of salteñas. They offer the fairly standard fillings, the 3 we shared done nicely, but they offered one side dish that moved past the typical fries, coleslaw, etc., offerings to allow us to complement our salteñas with 2 fried eggs. That was too tempting to pass up, so we didn't. An egg can add instant luxury to many a dish, and that is exactly what they did when I carefully divided the 2 eggs so that my wife, Janet, and I could each experience that oozy goodness of the egg's yolk as it broke open perfectly over on top of a salteña stuffed with spicy chicken. This was probably not what Paul Simon had in mind when he wrote that song about the mother and child reunion. Empanadas are baked or deep-fried, but those who worry about too much fat in their diet and the custom of deep-frying imported by Africans to Brazil and common in Bahian cooking needn't concern themselves. Wherever empanadas are fried, there is usually a baked version. In the U.S., Latin American bake shops sell fresh or frozen empanadas to be either baked or fried at home. Our go-to place to have empanadas is a restaurant named Fufi's. A vibrant woman who possesses that nickname will set you up deliciously. You could even get them to go or delivered to your party. In Galicia, they say, making love and kneading dough are 2 things that shouldn't be rushed. My advice, enjoy empanadas, nice and slowly, maybe with an egg on top. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
I want a man with a slow hand.